spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light.
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today is a page from the Song of Songs, and is written for radio by Joseph Mindell, and is adapted from the Sholem Aleichem story of the same name. Featured in the role of Shimek is Larry Robinson, and Esther is Susan Thorne.
Shirim asher l'shelomo ishoteini min shikos pihu ki tovim dodecho miyoyim
Shir Hashirim, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
Ishokeini min shikos pihu kitovim dodecho miyoyim.
It is a song of beauty and love and tenderness, but chiefly it is a song of spring. It is heard in the synagogue in the Passover season, when the earth turns green and living things awake. The Song of Songs is a poem like no other in the scriptural writings, and a special mode of cantillation is reserved for it alone. Listen, then, to the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. This is a story about spring and the Song of Songs. It is the story of a girl and a boy.
I am Shimek, and she is Esther. She is a year younger than I, and together we are not quite 25 years old. Then tell me, how old am I and how old is she? But that is not important. Instead, let me tell you what happened yesterday. Perhaps you can understand it. I do not think I ever will. Yesterday, the first grass of spring sprouted green on the hill beyond the synagogue. Tender, quivering green. I saw it, and it seemed to me as if for the first time I was happy. I waited for Esther, and while I waited, I whispered to myself from the Song of Songs. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past. Flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing is come. and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land.
Hello, Shimmick.
Hello, Wester.
You were talking to yourself. What were you saying?
Nothing, Esther, nothing. Come on.
But where, Shimmick?
To the top of the hill, of course. Come. Faster. Faster. Run, Esther. Fly like a bird. Swoop like an eagle. Run with me, Esther.
How long will you continue? Shimmick! How long will you continue?
Till the morning breeze comes and the shadows flee away.
Solomon, king of Israel, sang his song, which was the song of songs.
Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thine eyes are as doves behind thy veil. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that trail down from Mount Gilead. Thy teeth are like a flock of ewes that are newly shorn, which are come up from the washing, whereof all are paired and none faileth among them. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy mouth is comely.
The Shulamite listened and heard the song of Solomon.
The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young hart.
Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O, my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the covert of the steep place, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely.
We sat on the hill, Esther and I, and looked at the village. It was a wonderful day, and the world was transformed. Our yard was a king's court, our house a palace. The logs of wood were the cedars and the cypresses of the Song of Songs. The women walking in the streets were the women of Zion, the daughters of Jerusalem.
Shimmick, what are you saying?
I said, the daughters of Jerusalem.
Who? Where?
Down there, in the village.
Oh, that's Judith. And there's Naomi carrying the pail. And Rebecca.
It's in the Song of Songs.
Oh? Am I a daughter of Jerusalem?
You? No, Esther.
I'm not.
No. You are the Shulamite.
It seems that everything today is from the Song of Songs.
I think so, Esther. I think that today, everything is from the Song of Songs.
Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thine eyes are as doves. Thou art a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valley. As a lily among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters.
As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my love among the sons.
Come with me from Lebanon, with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Ammonah, from the top of Shinar and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopard.
I've tried to understand it. It was spring, and the first blades of grass appeared. That much is clear. I waited for Esther. Then we ran to the top of the hill. I said foolish things, but Esther laughed, and that was good. Why did I become boastful? Esther, do you see that tree near the big rock?
The tall one?
I could climb to the highest branch if I only wanted to. If I only had a gun to shoot with, I could shoot a bullet from here to the next village.
But you don't have a gun.
You don't believe me? Listen, I'll tell you something even more wonderful. I know Kabbalah.
Is that so wonderful?
Of course it is. Kabbalah is a very useful thing. By means of it, I can make myself invisible. I can make wine flow from a stone or gold from a wall.
But how, Shimmick?
By certain secret knowledge. I could rise to the clouds and above the clouds.
Shimmick?
Yes?
Shimmick, would you take me with you?
We'll fly above the clouds, Esther, and far, far over the ocean. And there, beyond the ocean, begins the land of the dwarfs, who are descended from King Solomon's time. All day they play on flutes and dance.
Welcome to you.
Welcome, Esther.
She is beautiful.
She is a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys.
Here, Esther. Take this. It's for you.
Shimmick. For me?
It's only an emerald. Further on, there are rubies and diamonds.
As a lily among thorns, so is she among the daughters of Zion.
Shimmick, is it true? Is it really true?
Don't you believe it?
Do you?
Why shouldn't I?
Where did you hear about it?
In school, of course.
Oh, in school.
Don't you believe me? You think I'm boasting, that I'm telling lies. The trouble with you is that you don't know what Kabbalah is. If you knew, you wouldn't laugh. By Kabbalah, if I wanted to, I could bring your mother here. Yes, I could. Oh, Esther, I didn't mean it. It isn't true. Oh, please, Esther. Please smile again.
Oh, no. Oh, not the day.
And the daughters of Jerusalem mourn with Solomon. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou king among men? Whither hath thy beloved turned, that we may seek her with thee?
I sought her, but I found her not. I said, I will arise now and go about the city and the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek her whom my soul loveth. I sought her, but I found her not.
Return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return that we may look upon thee.
Esther, the Shulamite, cried, and she was gone from me. She sat beside me on the hill that was green with spring. But I knew she was not here. She was in another spring, 3 years ago, watching her father swim out into the river.
Papa! Papa, come back!
Don't be afraid for me, Esther, my girl. The water is warm. I
will
swim back soon.
Papa!
Don't be afraid. Don't be...
Suddenly he was gone. Before her eyes he vanished. She did not cry. For weeks she did not cry, and it was more terrible than tears. Nor did she cry when her mother left for a distant place to marry again. Esther went to live in a strange house. My mother held her in her arms and sang a tune without words.
Na, 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 na. Esther. Esther, if you want to cry, it's all right. It's good to cry.
We sat on the hill. Esther's face was turned away. In my ears, my mother's tune mingled with the song of songs. And I heard the words, but I could not say them. Return. Return, O Shulamite. Return that I may look upon thee. Esther, please listen, Esther. It isn't true. I can't make other people fly by means of Kabbalah.
I know it isn't true, Shimmick.
But I myself, I can fly.
Can you, Shimmick?
I'll show you right after the holidays. I'll rise up from this very hill into the sky. I'll turn to the right. There, see? There where everything ends and the frozen sea begins.
What do you mean? The frozen sea.
Don't you know about the frozen sea? The water is thick as jelly and as salty as brine.
Oh.
Ships can't go there, and people who are caught in it can never return.
Then why are you going there?
Am I going to touch the sea, silly? I'll fly high over it like an eagle, and then I'll be on dry land. Huh. That's where the 12 high mountains begin that spit fire and smoke. I'll stop on the tip of the 12th mountain and walk from there.
For 7 miles till you come to a lake.
No, no, you don't know anything about it, Esther. I'll come to a dense forest and then...
You'll count 7 times 7.
I'll count 10 times 10 and march through the forest. And the ground will shake and thunder will crack.
Solam in hamire bor kesim ros ashon.
Who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense? Behold, it is the litter of Solomon. 80 mighty men are about it, of the mighty men of Israel, that handle the sword and are expert in war.
Lightning will cleave the sky, and out of the earth of the forest they will spring a giant.
Who are you, and what do you want?
I am Shimmick. Out of my way.
Shimmick? So you are Shimmick. I've been expecting you for 200 years. You're a puny creature to keep me waiting so long.
Out of my way, giant!
No mortal man passes through this forest. Turn back, or I'll sneeze and grind you into cake flour.
I have warned you, giant. Now I will bring down on you the terrible curse of the most secret books of Kabbalah.
You know the ancient curse?
I have only to say the first word.
Only the first letter of the first word, and you will be...
No, don't say it. Don't speak the terrible word. Commander, what is your way?
Lead me to the queen's daughter.
What queen's daughter?
The queen's daughter is the beautiful princess who was snatched from under the wedding canopy, bewitched and locked up in a crystal palace.
What is she to you?
What do you mean, what is she to me? I have to set her free, don't I?
You have to set her free.
Who else?
You don't have to fly so far, Shimon. Believe me, you don't have to fly so far.
Slowly the day departed. Like a spent candle, the sun went down. No one was in the streets of the village. And from the windows of the houses, the candles winked. We merged with a strange, holy stillness that surrounded us.
Shimon! Shimon, your mother's calling.
I know.
You'd better go. It's late.
The day was done. The sun was snuffed out. The sky threw a golden light. I looked at Esther and I sang silently. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thine eyes are as doves. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that trail down from Mount Gilead. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet. Thy speech is full of sweetness. I stood in the twilight and looked at Esther. She waved her hand, bidding me to go quickly. And it seemed to me that she said,
make haste, my beloved. Be thou like a gazelle or a young hart upon the mountains of spices.
It happened yesterday as I have told it. The hill was green with spring. The wind sang the song of songs, and the green grass danced to the melody. I was sad, and yet I was happy. I cannot explain it, but it is true.
A garden shut up is my beloved. A spring shut up. A fountain sealed. An orchard of pomegranates with precious fruits. Henna with spikenard plants. Spikenard and saffron. Calamus and cinnamon with all trees of frankincense. Myrrh and aloes with all the chief spices. Thou art a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters. and flowing streams from Lebanon.
Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon the garden, that the spices thereof may flow out.
Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken for thy voice. Cause me to hear it.
Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like to a gazelle or a young hart upon the mountains of spices.
Our story today, a page from the Song of Songs, was written for radio by Joseph Mindell and was adapted from the Sholem Aleichem story of the same name. The music was composed by Morris Pomorski and conducted by Milton Catens. The liturgical music was sung by cantor Robert H. Siegel. Patron Eshemek was Larry Robinson, and Esther was Susan Thorne. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. This program was a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. For a free copy of today's script, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.